Trashy Cows.
Welcome back to another day's podcast.
So today's podcast is extra special because we have two very special guests. We'll let you introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Rose.
Hey, y'all. It's Addison Ray.
Just kidding.
I'm Charlie. So,
Rose,
you can also call me. Friend.
Yeah.
We have two friends today to read some amazing stories.
And we're going to be honest with you guys. We recorded a podcast when we were in the mountains. And
I deleted it on accident.
It was accidentally deleted.
Not working. Yeah.
So,
here's the number two.
Try number two.
Okay. So.
We apologize for the inconvenience.
So, here. We have quite a few stories, and we wanted to say thanks to everyone who wrote in. Yes. If you're listening,
make sure to email us a funny or embarrassing story at probablybothpodcast@gmail.com. And
or just tell your friends about our podcast. Also, we made this little recording studio for fun. So hopefully the audio is better. I'll try and talk louder, too. So we're not like...
we're in Elle's basement, and we have a little recording studio, and we're all close.
I also forgot to tell everyone, you can call me Swaggy Master.
Swaggy Master. Okay.
So yeah, we have our guest Rose and our guest Addison Ray / Charlie / Swaggy Master.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Thank you.
Credits to Avery for making that up. Thank you, girl.
So basically, here. Who wants to read the first story? Should I?
Yeah.
I shall.
I'm gonna read them. Okay. Here's the first story. I'm going to be reading it off my phone, and I might stutter a little bit. Here's the story. So I was in person school. Oh, this is also anonymous. We don't know who it is. So I was in person school, and we sat down at our tables. And there were separate tables for everyone's friend group at lunch. And lunch was fine, but there was a lot of new kids. So we went to drama, and I met my boyfriend. Okay. And we started to chill. And what's wrong?
Continue.
Oh, I texted these from my email.
Okay.
So we can read it. Oh, yeah. So I texted them to our group chat from my email.
I was like, what?
I did not make this
story. Oh, by the way, this is anonymous. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I didn't make this story. It was at our email, but. Yeah.
Have it on the
yeah. Just so we can all look at it. Okay, chill. So I met my boyfriend and we started to chill and obviously not listen to the teacher. Then it was time for us to audition, and while my boyfriend was auditioning, a new kid walks in and starts crying and says their parents dropped them off at the wrong school. After this, it's like they gave us bad luck. Because in my next class, Spanish, there was a huge bug that I still don't know what it's called, crawled all over the ceiling. I thought it said crawl all over my face. I was like, that doesn't sound real. Crawled all over the ceiling. Then after that, gym happened, and we had the pacer test, so I got ready in the locker room. Then I walked to the bathroom, and there was a huge line, so I waited in that line for class and started running. At 10 minutes into running, I slipped on ice.
Charlie just laid down a slide.
No, stay.
Okay. Right in the recording studio.
You're gonna mess up our recording studio.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. It's fine. Oh, we don't have any more candy left.
Girl, bye.
Yeah, girl, bye. I can't get the wrapper out.
Miss Girl.
Okay, wait, no one can see us, so maybe we shouldn't. Okay, anyways, so starting 10 minutes into running, I slipped on ice, and my bad word, my bleep.
My butt.
Yeah, my butt hits the ground with all its might. Ouch, I yell.
Addison Ray opened her snap.
Okay, ouch, I yell.
So that's my worst day now. Here's my Christmas story. So who wants to read the Christmas story?
I read Christmas story.
Can I read the sink one?
What sink one? We haven't read these yet.
Oh, yeah. They have, like, little labels on them.
Oh.
The sink one.
Why am I here
Come down.
Look, static.
Okay, I'm starting. Static. Okay, so.
Okay, it's on the ceiling.
Okay, okay.
Okay, no so, one can see us, so this is all out of context. So it was our Christmas, and we had our family over, and I have a lot of cousins. So we were all hanging out outside, and we started. We start going for a walk, and we get carried away. But as soon as we decide to turn around,
they're doing their stories.
It starts pouring rain, so we start running home, and we don't have an umbrella, so we run home since we're soaking wet. And our little cousin starts praying like we're all gonna die because we are bleeping lost. Now, what is going on over there? Come say.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, listeners, no.
And mind you, we live in a new neighborhood, so we didn't know anyone at the time, and we didn't have our phones.
So then
we see one of our parents' cars, and we start running towards it, and I slip, and everything feels like it's in slow motion. I start to flail my arms to hopefully save my butt, but I fall, and my little cousin starts praying for me like I died. It didn't hurt too bad, but as much as it sounds.
You're screwed.
That's my
fault. Also, when we got back, we unwrapped all kinds of things. Pretty fun. So, yeah, that's my story. I hope you liked them. And lots of emojis.
Okay, so.
Oh, so wait, what are the emojis? I didn't get what it was about.
Because you weren't listening.
So, it's the angel emojis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. Okay. And then there's, like, the, like, kind of. The one, the, like, pixelated one.
My mom.
That's purple. And there's four of them. And then three poop emojis, and then three cat emojis, and then four Christmas Santa emojis, and then the, like, eye, mouth, eye. So, here, will you read this, Charlie?
Yes.
The next story?
Wait, no, I was going to read that one.
Oh, yeah, you can read this one. You'll read the next one.
Okay, so.
I don't take in any.
No.
Okay.
Fine. Coming down. No. Okay, give me a second.
Sorry, recording. We have an intruder.
Ginger, stop.
His name is Willy Wonka.
Just kidding. His name is Michael Jackson. Okay, guys. I'm gonna do the story. This one was sent on email by Anonymous.
Anonymous.
They said not to share their name just for privacy reasons, which I get, so. Once,
what is going on over there?
You know, we're just gonna let Charlie do her thing.
Okay. We'll let you know when it's time to read your story.
Okay. Just don't interrupt. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Okay, this was sent by Anonymous.
Oh my god.
Okay, let's read it.
Okay.
Anonymous.
I won't talk.
So it says the sing story, and it says this is sent by Anonymous for privacy reasons.
Yeah.
So let's get into reading it.
One morning, I woke up. The sun was shining in my face like a butt cheek on a stick. I went to put on a stomach piercing. Okay. I walked to the kitchen to wash my hands.
So we learned that they have a stomach piercing.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So they're probably older.
And they like boogers.
I walked to the kitchen to wash my hands because they smelled like...
To stay in here and not talk.
Okay, yes, thank you.
Okay, because they smelled like poop, so I
smell like poop.
Well, I mean, not always a bad thing. I put on some soap that smelled like a belly button and turned on the faucet. Worst decision of my life.
Why?
I sit up.
Wait, everyone guess.
Miss Girl!
Everyone guess why it's the worst decision.
Because she pooped her pants.
Because she likes the poop smell on her hands.
Because
the pressure was too strong and it hurt her hands.
Because she wanted to keep the poop smell. Okay, I sit up and looked at the gloomy hospital room and mother trucker, dude. There was an ugly nurse staring at me like, you don't even go here. I said, what in the butt cheek sick happened to me? She said that my sink had explosive diarrhea and got into my eyes and... caused me an infection in my back.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she said that there was hard poops that were shooting out on me, and they said they bruised. She said they bruised me up. I said, "Mother trucker, dude, this is epic." Okay.
Okay, that's an amazing story.
Okay.
Do you want to read?
My turn.
Yeah, come read the story.
Come read the story. So this is the next two texts because I couldn't fit it into one for some reason. So
let me read.
Yeah, just you know, I text them to our group chat so we can all like read them.
Okay.
And also, we have them in one collected
space. Alrighty, everyone. This story is also from anonymous for privacy reasons.
No, it's from Katie White. Shout out to you, Katie.
If it says that, then it's anonymous, but
I don't see where it says Katie White.
I know, I just remember it.
Okay, one night, my husband Joel wanted to create a nice, peaceful environment. How old is this child?
I don't know.
He thought 40. He would light some candles, so he picked one that was in a pretty candle holder and went to light it. He tried and tried, but it didn't seem to be working. So he decided to melt the wax away from the wick because he was sure that would help. He melted the wax and started to smell chemicals, but that didn't stop him. He tried and tried to light the candle, and nothing was happening. Such a terrible night. It was then that I heard some words that were coming from him that were not peaceful. I ran downstairs to see what was going on. He was really frustrated. I said, "Well, that is because you're trying to light a fake candle. Gosh darn it, Joel."
Okay.
It looked so real. He had no idea. As it turns out, it wasn't peaceful at all. It smelled pretty bad, but we were laughing.
Beautiful story.
That was worst one I've heard in my life.
You're so mean.
That was the dumbest story ever.
It's like that's how all of our stories are. Not dumb.
Well, dumb. But like dumb.
But like it's like, about the most random stuff, like that aren't even juicy. Like
also, that's really what who thinks the last like the first three stories were real?
No. Like the candle one, like sounds real, cause like, okay. You know, it just sounds random and like.
I think the poop one sounds real, just cause like.
I think it sounds like a 2-year-old.
I think it's
right?
Yeah. I don't think the poop.
I mean,
real.
It sounds like. It sounds like it came kind of from the heart, but.
From the maybe heart.
I'm thinking most of them are just made off of like real stories, but like they made more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they. I think the person who wrote the poop one like.
Watch out, Ella.
Okay, next so story. Yeah, well, we don't have any more stories. So here's our break.
Here's our break.
Okay, so basically we're almost done, but we want to do a few more things. Just talk about a few more things.
I think I'm down here.
Today we don't have any sponsors.
Yo, watch out!
Today we don't have any sponsors, so
it's me. Ask me. Why are you on my?
Okay, so yeah. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Bada bing, bada boom, boom, boom.
We can talk about what we've done.
Okay, guys. Tonight. Oh, what did you get for Christmas?
Okay.
We can ask them.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're gonna share a little, like, our favorite things for Christmas.
Yeah, okay. Just a couple, like, three things, maybe.
And we're not gonna go down the slide anymore.
And in honor of this, real quick, let me just...
You're just, like, ask what Ella, like, wants to do.
So, what I got for Christmas is I got this dinosaur Triceratops plushie. And then also,
wait, guys, in honor of this Christmas,
Rudolph and his shiny, but all of those stories seem kind of gay, because we all know who brightens up our holiday.
Just keep on listening.
Can I show a video for this? Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo. Small in your festive buns. A present from down below.
All right. Now
wait,
we're going to share our favorite things we got for Christmas.
Okay,
our top three favorite things.
So my top three favorite things, I would say, are my dinosaur plush. I got a dinosaur plush, and I'm so excited about it. And then I got this stand-up mirror for my room. And then I got this... skincare stuff But also I got this octopus, and then for myself, I got a comfy, which I'm wearing right now. I have the navy one. Shout out to them, because they're my favorite.
Yeah, please sponsor us, comfy. Okay, Charlie, what's your top three
favorite Alrighty, so my favorite thing was probably...
Top three.
I got this, like... Okay, yeah, my top three. So I got this, like, Tezza collage kit, mm-hmm. and it's the dream kit, and I like it a lot. And, yeah, and then I got some... Little leggings, which I wear every day, so shout out to them.
Sponsor
and,
us.
Yes, sponsor.
That would be amazing.
We've only had one sponsor before. Ooh. It was Bang Energy Drink.
No, we also had the earring.
Oh, yeah, Rose's earring sponsor us.
And then, did they, like, make it up?
No, they actually got sponsored by
Bang.
We got sponsored by Bang Energy Drinks.
Oh, okay.
Wait, is that the same thing?
No.
Oh.
Wait. Different things.
Okay, Rez,
except we're
what's yours?
Bang.
Okay. Wait. I didn't do my third one. Okay. So my Tezza collage kit, my thing. Okay, and then I also got some, like, I like this tennis skirt that I got and the sweater that I got.
Okay, then. What's yours?
Okay, my top favorite things was probably, I got some money, and then, which was probably one of my top things, I got some incense, and I got this shirt, which you guys can't see I'm wearing, and these sweatpants, so.
All right. My top three favorite are probably my tortilla blanket. It's a giant blanket that looks like a tortilla. My comfy, and our Birchbox subscription.
Oh, yeah.
Ella and Charlie are having a little bit of a fight.
A little bit of a fight right
Charlie
now.
Wants to slide, just a little bit.
I'm just smacking her right now. On accident.
All right. Do we think...
On accident, of course.
Do we have anything else, anyone?
I think that wraps it up. Bye, bitches.
Okay.
Wait, so, guys, we really wanted to say thank you if you listened to this whole episode. Hope you liked it. Hope you found it entertaining.
You probably did it.
Okay.
And hopefully we won't have such a distraction next time.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. Next episode will be better.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
We promise.
Sorry, I think it's a little crazy.
Let us know what else you guys want on our
any other themes, any other things to do.
Yeah.
And go like comment. Anything else. We're thinking about doing some reactions to songs and some other stuff. So hopefully if you guys have any ideas, email us email us at probably both podcast at gmail.com.
And our Instagram is probably both podcast, no uppercases, no underscores, anything, just probably both podcast.
And you can DM us or follow us. So.
And thank you guys so much for listening, and see you guys on our next episode.
Also, we'll post something in our studio.
Oh, yeah, we'll post something of our studio.
You strawberry cow, you make me so well. I love it when you mew my name. Can't you hear the bumblebees?
3, 2, 1. Bye, bitches! Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed it, and listen to another one.
Bye, bitches!